Are you interested in documentary films? If so, this is for you. If you're not interested in documentary films, but you are interested in the rights of people and particularly the rights of women, this audioboo is also for you. And I'll tell you why I'm making it. I'm making it because I know one of the people involved. His name is Ronan Tynan. And I'm going to interview him tomorrow morning, I hope, and I thought I'd better do a bit of an introduction to put the conversation I'm going to have with him via Skype in context. Now, the documentary film company is called Esperanza, E-S-P-E-R-A-N-Z-A, Esperanza Productions, right? It's got a track record. Right, they've actually made a number of documentary films before. Ronan Tynan and Anne Daly working together, they founded the company. These are the sort of things they've made documentary films about. Now you just better be, you know, this is strong stuff, I warn you. These people are not making documentary films about minor matters. So here's a number of them. Rwanda, No Justice, No Future. That was made in Rwanda after the genocide there. Another documentary film they've made is called Dropping the Number 10 for Dili. And that's the story of the occupation by Indonesian government troops of East Timor. And it's about how a bus driver, a guy called Tom Hyland, became a campaigner on the issue after watching a television documentary. So these people are, this documentary film company, if you like, making stuff about Rwanda, making stuff about Indonesia. The one about Indonesia was filmed in East Timor. It was also filmed in Ireland, Portugal and the UK. And it's all about the power of an individual to make a difference, a real difference. And that's why it appeals to me. This is about making a difference in the world, making the world better than it was before. Another film they've made, a third one this company's made, is called Race to the Bottom. It was actually filmed in Bangladesh and Derry, or Londonderry, if you want to call it that, in Northern Ireland. So sweatshops in Bangladesh and in Northern Ireland. And we're talking about first world and third world, if you like, or first world and developing world, whatever language you used. That film, Race to the Bottom, was inspired by a story in a newspaper. There were 51 workers, mainly women and children, many women and girls, actually. Some of them as young as 10, who were burned to death in a factory fire outside Dhaka. Now, this is a story. The doors were locked. The windows were barred. Apparently, that's commonplace out there. But it made two paragraphs in Irish and British newspapers. So that's the kind of outfit that Esperanza are. They're bringing things that are happening in the world to our attention. And I want to help them to get their work out to a wider audience. And in my little way, that's why I'm making this audio boo. Here's another film they made, Grounding, A Hawk with a Hammer. They're pretty good on titles, aren't they? Grounding a Hawk. Hammer. This was the first film. They also made it in East Timor. It's about four women from the UK who destroyed a Hawk jet fighter to prevent it being exported to Indonesia and used against Timorese civilians. And those people were found not guilty by a jury in Liverpool. They made another one called We Still Want You But, in which people who were development workers came back and they asked who really benefits from their going to the third world. In other words, there's a questioning, a looking for answers, a bringing things out from behind the veil, if you like. Now here's another one that they made, To Beijing and Back. It examined the UN. The UN Beijing Women's Conference, and it looked at it through the eyes of a group of women who went there. It looked at their expectations and their thoughts and what it was like when it was all over. And then they made another one called Are We So Different? And that asked if the Beijing conference had made a difference to African women. And that film, that documentary, was filmed during a 1,600-kilometer trip by three women across Tanzania. They won an award, by the way. Esperanza won an award for a film called When Happiness is a Place for Your Child. And that was a film about kids with severe learning disabilities, sometimes called mental handicap. And it was seen through the parents' eyes. And the whole idea is to promote a better understanding of the needs of families. Needs of families, whole units, not just children versus parents, but the whole lot together. Anyway, they're launching something tomorrow. They're launching a new film tomorrow. And they're launching the film in Dublin. And a pretty famous Irish woman broadcaster is doing it tomorrow. Marion Finucane. She's a very important and talented and very, very well listened to person on Irish radio. She's on every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays. So the new film that's coming out tomorrow is called Mothers Against the Odds. And that was filmed in Kenya and Ireland. And one of the things Esperanza style is that they do work in, we'll call it the developing world. I'm not sure what the right language is for this. It used to be called the third world, but it, and also in places like Ireland and Britain, which is so-called developed world. And they compared two countries in this, and especially comparing Kenyan mothers who apparently have a 1 in 25% chance of dying while giving birth. And Irish mothers have a 1 in 48,000 chance of getting through childbirth safely. So obviously the Irish have it infinitely better. Yeah, but this film questions that. I'm not going to tell you the whole story of the film, because what I really want to get across is that in this film and in this piece of work, Anne Daly and Ronan Tynan, Esperanza Productions, are continuing a tradition, work that they're doing, work in progress. And I've been very lucky. I've stumbled into getting to know Ronan Tynan particularly. I don't know Anne Daly. I've met her once, but I don't know her. But the point about this is that these people are, you know, working hard for a cause, finding a way to make these documentary films. And if any of you have listened to the kind of films that have been made, you know, you'll be already saying to yourself, well, that's not really my show. Or else you'll be saying to yourself, actually, that would be really good to see that. Or I want to know more. So they've got a website. It's called Esperanza. If you Google it, I guess you ought to find it. It's a blog, actually, more than a website. So Esperanza Productions. Ronan Tynan is on Twitter as Ronan L. Tynan. I can't remember what Anne Daly's handle is, and I haven't got the information in front of me. But that's it. In the morning, at about 7:30, I'm going to do a telephone interview with Ronan Tynan. I wish I were there in Dublin to be at the opening. It's taking place in the Lighthouse Cinema in Dublin, a cinema I've never been to. But it looks to me, from looking at their website, as if it's a very interesting cinema for people who are interested in cinema. But this is not just for people interested in documentary films, but people who are interested in the causes for which these films are made. So you may know somebody who would be interested, you yourself may be interested. Get in touch with them, you know, get in touch with them and see what that might lead to. You know, we all need to make a better world for our children and for the future. And that's why I'm very, very pleased to try to give a little bit of a, what do they say in Ireland, a leg up to Esperanza Productions. And good luck to them on the launch of their new film tomorrow.